If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
You say you'll never join the Navy, never live on a submarine, or power a ship with nuclear energy. Joining the Navy sounds crazy. Saying never actually is. Learn why at Navy.com. America's Navy, forged by the sea.
It's the Slam Dunk Sales Event at Todd Wenzel Chevrolet. This month, you'll find APR financing options as low as 0.9% and great lease offers to drive home a brand new Chevy today. Lease a new Equinox for only $169 a month, or lease a new Trailblazer for just $199 a month, or lease a Silverado Crew Cab for only $249 a month. Don't miss the Slam Dunk Sales Event at Todd Wenzel Chevrolet. Visit us off I-196 in Hudsonville or shop over 250 new vehicles at ToddWenzelChevrolet.com.
It's the Steve and Kyle podcast, coming to you from the device in your grasp. It's a step below taking a nap, but why would you waste your time doing that podcast? Enjoy. It's the Steve and Kyle podcast.
Oh man, I like that. I like that a lot. A whole lot.
Huh.
Your thoughts?
I don't want to be Mr. Sour Grape, Steve.
No, of course not.
I mean, that's not my bag. You know, I really don't like to play that card.
Boy, I like what you did with the intro this week. Now, typically, you put the intro together. I didn't know you could sing like that. You're a songbird.
Yeah. I mean, for the better part of 270 or so episodes, I have indeed put the introduction together, Steve.
Yeah. So I congratulate you on...
Where's your latest
work? It sounded a little different than, I feel like you've been hiding a talent and you finally just let it go.
Where's the one I sent you, Steve?
Was that not it? Did I play the wrong one? Did I hit the wrong button?
I am all for listener contributions, all for it. But now You're sneaking into my work there, Tony, with the fancy hat. All right. So know your lane. You're one step away from getting the Dan Shike, the Music Man treatment. And nobody wants that.
Oh boy.
Nobody wants that.
You hear that, Tony? Fighting words right there.
Man.
So I thought it was great personally. I was
I mean, sure. It's I appreciate the interaction there. You know, speaking of interaction, Steve, well, sorry, I feel like I'm getting too ahead of myself because I feel like we do need to address the mini elephant in the room here right now.
Sure. Yeah.
And by mini elephant in the room, I mean the two mini elephants in our separate rooms.
Yeah.
That we are recording in.
What is it? An elephant's it's a pachyderm, right?
What?
I believe that's what an elephant is. That's the family of, animal that it belongs to, the pachyderm family.
I have never heard that before. That, I mean, I'll really? Listen, I'll put it on the poll. Did you know the elephant was part of, I mean, is it spell it like it sounds type of situation?
Oh boy.
There
Pat, pachyderm.
And
oh what? Boy, no, it's a pachyderm.
Oh, so there's a loose y that just sneaks in the middle there, huh?
I was a bit off. Pachyderm meaning. Now go ahead and post it because I don't want to spoil it.
Sure. And I'll probably just go ahead and post it like it. So.
Look at that. I was right.
You were
a very large mammal with thick skin, especially an elephant, rhinoceros, or hippo.
Look at that.
The old brain. Old brain still got it. Still
you think ticking. The other, think
the old the other mem- st- no heart, no brains don't tick. Hearts tick.
Yeah. I mean, thanks for bringing that up.
Oh, some do.
I mean, do you think the other members of the pachyderm family are upset that the elephant got that elusive cliche of being the one in the room? You think the rhinos were sitting there with, like,
yeah,
you know, big toes crossed saying, boy, I sure hope whoever's coming up with this picks the rhino in the room.
Wait, so do you think that they alerted the entire pachyderm family?
Yeah,
that they were that they were planning on coming up with a cliche. And that, so it was basically like an awards show. So the elephant, the rhino, and the hippo were all just sitting there watching TV, waiting for the announcement to be made of who the winning pachyderm is.
Yeah, no question. And I feel like it was a rivalry. It's almost like when you hear all the award winners. And every time I hear this on any award show, Steve, I always think the same thing of when, oh, you know, it's just first and foremost, it was an honor to be nominated with all these other talented people. Nope. And all these other talented people are like, yeah, F you, man. I'm sitting here in the crowd listening to you.
Right.
Well, in this case, that rhinoceros is the one saying F you to the elephant. Because when I say it out loud, boy, let's talk about the rhino in the room. Sounds a lot better to me. Yeah. Because, I mean, you got the alliteration going on. Mm-hmm. I feel like we should go back to the drawing board when it comes to the pachyderm cliches. Are there any other pachyderm cliches? Like, have you ever?
You know, rhinos have. There's the phrase like rhino skin, right? Like thick skin, like a rhino. Right.
That's a good point.
Okay. So we got the elephant covered. We got the rhino covered.
Yeah.
What about the hippo?
Oh boy. I mean, hungry like a hippo, hungry hippos.
There we go. They're all covered.
Yeah. But if you were to rank the three.
Oh, it's the elephant in the room.
It's the elephant in the room. So the elephant. Yeah.
And then what was the second one? A rhino skin. Actually, no. I think hungry hippo is going to be second. Rhino skin.
Third. Yeah, because there's no real direct saying about rhino skin other than saying like.
Isn't there? I feel like that needs to be on the poll. Isn't there a saying? Isn't there a saying?
Because there is like that. That is an expression, but I feel like there's, you know, you don't see something.
Oh, don't worry.
Oh, okay.
12 rhino quotes and famous sayings about rhinoceros.
Okay, so is it rhinofanpage.com or?
It's trivist.world/FOA / biodiversity / rhinoceros / rhinoceros - quotes, of course.
Well, okay, so they just didn't want to pay for the domain space then for the shorter version? Yep.
Okay, now this is rhino quote. Number 12 of the top 12 rhino quotes.
Oh, man.
People can have rhinoceros skin, but there's a point when something's going to hurt you. Now, I could give you 50 billion guesses as to who said that, and you would never get it.
That's the 12th most famous. Yeah, boy, I put it on the poll, but it's a fair question. Did the rhinos get the short end of the stick? Because they did. Boy.
Go ahead. Take a guess.
I won't need more than one. Gandhi.
Nope. Janet Jackson, of course.
Oh, all right, moving on to number 11. That is her most famous quote, now that I think about it.
Moving on to number 11. Okay, this is kind of a wordy quote. Doesn't really roll off the tongue, but the only way to save a rhinoceros is to save the environment in which it lives, because there's a mutual dependency between it and millions of other species of both animals and plants.
I'm bored already. You're done?
Okay, yeah, that's it.
So can we do a favor for the sake of this podcast and the discussion?
You know who said that, right?
What's the guy on the animal man on the TV? He always wears a, you know, he's on the late night shows. He'd always bring a monkey and be like, hoo, hoo, ha, ha.
The animal man on the, are you talking about Steve Irwin?
No, Steve. God, rest in peace.
Oh, no. I mean,
Jack Hanna.
No, it is not Jack Hanna.
It's not Jack Hanna. Hang on.
No, I was going to say
I have my second guess, and this is going to be it.
Okay.
Gandhi.
Now, if you had said Janet Jackson,
yeah,
it's going to be really David Attenborough.
There's really no path. Oh, David Attenborough, that's the like the voice of like all the BBC Frozen Earth. Okay. So it's not even his quote. It's literally a writer's quote that he read from a script.
Yeah. Quote number 10.
Can you do us all a favor? Because we haven't gotten into anything yet, and we are on an absurdly tight schedule.
This 15 minutes from now, we will be done. That's how short of a timeline.
Can you simply cut to the metal stand of the rhinoceros quotes in history?
You want me to skip number 10?
Based on 12 and 11, no, I'm willing to skip to number 1 at this rate.
To read number 10.
Okay, so 12, 11, 10, 3, 2, 1?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
All right.
Okay. Quote number 10, this one you're going to recognize immediately.
Sure.
My parents were very permissive when it came to animals.
Yeah.
As long as we earned the money to buy them and built whatever structure it was they were going to live in, we could have any kind of pet we wanted. They would have let us have a rhinoceros if we could have afforded it. Huh? I know. Okay. I think the Zoom meeting just froze for a minute, but I know that you actually said Maggie Stiefviter.
Right. I'm beginning to even further dig in my heels here that we should have definitely cut to the metal stand, but I do appreciate Maggie apparently being allowed to have a rhino in their house as a kid.
Yeah, if they had had the money, she would have had one.
I mean, I'm not even going to put that on the poll because it's not fair to poor Maggie if she's just scrolling through Twitter vanity searching her name one day and she reads a poll, you know, do you know who the hell Maggie Stiefviter is and her name spelled wrong? Because that's not fair to her. She didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, granted. So we need to come up with somehow a more innocuous topic than rhinoceroses. Rhinoceri?
Yeah.
Rhinos?
Sure. Rhinos. How about rhinos? Yeah.
And so we can then get our, like a quote from us on the top 12, whatever quotes about blank.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, hey, if we Google the top 12 quotes about fiberboard, like numbers 8 through 12 are Steve and Kyle. Like, and we're just doing our damnedest to crack those top 3.
Do you want the metal stand now?
I mean, listen,
or should we skip this?
I'll let you be the judge.
Has the pachyderm content run its course already?
I will let you be the judge and jury and give yourself a little sneak peek, Steve, at 3 and at just number 3. And you decide right now, is number 3 itself worthy of the remarkably limited time we have today?
No, but 2 is pretty good.
Okay, so you want to skip bronze because nobody likes them anyway?
Exactly. It's
okay. Skip bronze.
You're just to quote No Fear, third place is just the second loser.
That's right. That's right. That's what everybody says. The big dog leads the pack.
If you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much space. So, all right. So we're skipping right to the silver medal.
This is exciting. Now, I gotta say, I have high hopes because
this is the second greatest quote ever.
God, 12, 11, and 10 sucked so bad.
About a rhinoceros. You ready for it?
Yeah, and just a quick interjection. This is on the poll. Is 12 quotes too many about rhinoceroses?
All right, here we go. Yeah, do I have your full attention?
Steve, I couldn't be more invested in anything in my life.
Rhinos are just fat unicorns. Huh? Did I undersell it or oversell it?
No, I think I'm glad you. I don't know what number 3 is. I'm glad you skipped it.
That was just some like stupid dissertation about like they're a smart animal and help them.
Probably some idiot like Gandhi, you know, espousing on the virtues of the rhino.
No, it was Janet Jackson. She managed to crack the top 3. How about put that on the poll? Did you know that Janet Jackson was such a rhino enthusiast?
Did she? Well, how does that come up in a conversation? If you even have an interview with Janet Jackson,
I have 1 trillion questions before I would ever expect the word rhinoceros out of Janet Jackson's mouth.
What? Let's see. Does it give any background as to why? No. Okay. Wait a minute. It does.
Boy, this is how you.
No, it basically shows her quote
to number one.
It shows her quote, and then it gives a short bio of who she is. Like, we know who Janet Jackson is. I want to know why she was talking about rhinos.
Yeah. Like, is this some weird thing that Janet Jackson, Jacksonites, all talk about? Like, they're all super rhino fans?
I guess so.
Ugh. Well, Steve, so, you've made us wait long enough. The gold medalist.
Do you want, number rhinoceros? One?
Or, you know what? Do we tease it? Make people wait for the end of the episode?
Oh, yeah. Good idea. Well, good news. We're at the end of the episode.
All right. Click.
But we digress.
Back to the main the elephant in the room, the rhino on the rocket, if you will, the hippo on the hood of the situation,
the fat unicorn in the muck. I don't know.
And again, before I dig in here, stay tuned. Coming up later this episode, the number one quote regarding rhinoceroses, and if that is not the biggest reason to tune in, you've never listened to this podcast before.
By the way, it is Sunday, March 21st, 2021, the year of our Lord. It's the Steve and Kyle podcast, and now it's time to discuss the pachyderm at the party. Kyle?
I just want nothing. I want all of our segments for the end until the end of time to be pachyderm alliteration.
No problem. I got a million of them.
Yeah, coming up next week on the Hippo on the Hood, Steve breaks down the Jeep Comanche build.
See, I was going to say Hippo on the Hill or a Hippo. Hippo on the Hill. I like that.
Oh, man. But as you can probably tell, we're in separate houses right now.
Yeah, we both got COVID. You believe that?
It's listen, when you're out there licking doorknobs of party stores, one of us was bound to get it.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a good contest, Steve, while it lasted, but this is a weird week.
It was,
took a tiny little 2-day trip with my wife away and then get back, and there's all this stuff going on. So in lieu of literally nothing being released, which this is probably the outside of my heart surgery where we did, like, hey, we're not going to be able to record. Mm-hmm. This was the closest we've ever been to pulling the plug.
Yeah, definitely. It was a text was sent that just kind of said, F it, we'll just do one next week. But alas,
so
here we are.
Weird doing it. I feel so weird skipping and knowing that Tuesday there won't be anything out for those tens of people who are waiting with bated breath.
Basically what it boils down to is I don't know, what was it, 3 weeks ago, probably, you said that you guys were going to be away for a couple days.
Yeah.
And we did what we always do. We said, yeah, we'll figure something out. We'll right. figure out what the plan is. And then we never really figured it out. And got kind of late in the day. And it was, as you know, you got dinner and then you mm-hmm. got bath time and then you got story time and then you got bedtime and then all kind of crams together, but
routine, and you need to keep at least somewhat on that track.
Oh yeah.
To make your life normal.
We are absolute slaves to the routine here.
Right. So my first experience with our new expensive audio mixer is by hearing you talk, Steve, to me down a Zoom video chat.
Yeah. Don't worry. It's right here. It's not being used at all. Because I had no time last week. My goal is to mess around with it, hook it up, and see if I could get it working. And I did briefly. I made one phone call.
Yes.
Through the mixer and got you on, and it sounded great and everything. So we're really looking forward to being able to use it. But this is not one of those times that we're using.
Right. Right. We'll be hopefully back together next week. Should be no problem. And using our new audio equipment.
Oh, boy.
So we'll plan on starting to record at a certain time
And then about 90 minutes after that, probably start recording.
Yeah.
Nothing will go correct and it'll end up being a mixer. We'll just use the old mixer.
That's I think we should do the what our plan was last week is when we're testing it out, you know, maybe in the middle of the week or something, you stop by for a half hour. We'll each sit down and we'll turn on do like Facebook Live or something, stream it out, and then kind of get it all dialed in while we're doing it live.
Sure. So that's the goal next week. And I have a bunch of stuff I want to mention. Then I have a question for you, Steve, that I'll leave to you if you want to get into this week or if we want to start talking about it next week. Mm-hmm. And then of course, as we teased earlier, stay tuned later this episode, the number one all-time quote regarding rhinoceroses.
It just sounds so ridiculous to say. By the way, are we even going to get to me being able to ask you why you are in this meeting as Italian Stallion?
Oh, why would you have any question regarding
is it
that?
Is today like a famous Rocky related holiday or something?
No. So we've been doing about once a month, we do Zoom game night with another couple who lives far away.
Okay.
And I usually always end up changing my name about six times throughout the middle of the game, typically to something crude, mm-hmm. offensive, not very well thought out, but hey, it's got the word balls in it, you know, because I'm 12. And the last time we had played, I must have concluded with the Italian Stallion.
Sure.
But very, very important. Next week, we will have an updated round of 32.
Oh, boy.
Of pole badness. You can find that everywhere on all Steve and Kyle social media channels at Steve and Kyle. That's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Please go there and vote. The voting's a little bit different this year because we used pictures. So we need you to comment.
Yeah, comment you got to comment.
Comment B. And
we'll gotten tally a ton. I had to turn off the notifications because
it's bananas.
My phone will not stop. Plus, we're getting a ton of spam. A ton of spam comments, which I've been tediously marking as spam because I don't know, it's like hashtag podcast or something, or hashtag podcasting must like invite all of the people that are trying to make money off of us. Little do they know we have none. So how
fortuitous would it be if somebody made money off of us before we made money on us? Because I feel like that's the most logical outcome of all this. Like somehow we find our likeness being used for an actually successful podcast in like Taiwan.
Right. But it's it's our old logo.
Yeah. And so, hey, sorry, you guys don't use it. We just stuck it.
There's some Taiwanese man with a bandana and a cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
Is that Kyle?
Yeah, it's Kyle.
Early on, though, Steve, a lot of upsets look like they're in play. We're going to allow voting through the end of this week. We'll have a new, we'll have first round that'll be completed by the end of this week. I'm not going to give you a cutoff date. We'll count the votes later this week. So when on next week's episode, we will have the round of 32 ready. I don't know if we're going to go through all 32, like 16 matchups.
Yeah, probably not. That's a lot.
But once we start getting down to the nitty gritty, we will. Plus it's easier. Just go to our social media. You can see all of them. Boy, is that a fun trip down memory lane to read those polls and realize what the heck were we talking about?
Oh, most of them I have no idea because I put all of those matchup, like all the pictures together. So I'm looking at them like, I remember this. I vaguely remember this, but I have no clue what most of them meant.
My dark horse candidate, the long shot, Steve, the Cinderella of poll badness for me so far is Mars. Space couch? Like, I still don't know where that came from. I don't care. I know there's people listening right now probably typing away with their snooty nose in the air. Well, I'll remind him. Click, click, tap, tap. I don't want to know.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay, that's part of the joy of this is that I don't have any clue why we referred to a planet as a couch in space.
Hmm.
That's why it's there on the poll. So please keep voting again at Steve and Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We'll start and... I know it was a bit of a bomb. We didn't really plan it out that well. We ran short on time. Then I was gone. So we ended up kind of bombing the social media channels. so next year and going forward, we'll either cut it down to 32 teams or figure out a little better way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll have to see it was complicated, but I think that was probably the best possible way that we could do it with the limited resources that we have.
Sure, sure. But so. I needed to ask you something, Steve. And again, you tell me if this is better to wait until next week when we have more time.
Okay.
Because my question to you is in regards to a text message you sent me yesterday morning.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a call back to this very program because it was discussed extensively 2 years ago now, right? 2 years ago when you were...
Three.
3 years ago.
3 years ago. Yeah, 3 years ago at this time.
So all I will say is this. I get a text from you with the words, remember the Jeep parts deal of the century. I'm sorry. I didn't read that with the right emphasis. Let me start over.
Yeah, come on. Give it a little gusto.
Remember the Jeep parts deal of the century a few years ago? And of course, I read that and I immediately am. And
are you rubbing your hands back, together?
I'm beckoned back to that time where Steve was hassling an old man in Missouri for a seatbelt that he was clearly never going to send you.
He eventually sent it, but I think it took him, I think it took him 6 weeks.
It was comical.
And that was the driver's side seatbelt. So that was the one thing that was keeping me from actually driving that vehicle and getting it. Yeah. Cause I had to get like a safety inspection on it too. And I couldn't get the inspection because it was missing that seatbelt.
One of my favorite ongoing sagas that happened because you could almost see the light so slowly drain from your life over the course of those weeks where you realized the parts and the garbage you got missing the one thing you really needed was not in fact the deal of the century. So you texted me that and I still think it was
a pretty good deal.
I said, how could I forget? And you replied with, may have topped it. So you're in the business for Comanche parts.
Yeah.
And you found something. I have no details. I didn't follow up. This is all genuine.
No.
You tell me.
Well, you forgot to include the part where I neglected to remember how many years were in a century.
That's right. That's right. This would in fact be decade. But yeah, we decided that.
Well,
In terms of rolling centuries, you would be accurate. I mean, from 1918 to 2018, you got the deal of that century.
Right.
And so now you're on 2018 to, 2118.
Right. Yeah. That's what I was referring to, of course.
Yeah. Everybody uses that type of calendar
right,
where centuries start and stop when you deem them fit.
Look, time's a flat circle. All right. Anything is anything.
So you tell me, Steve, because you know I have loads of questions about this stuff, not one of them actually related to the Jeep or actual parts about what they do. Mm-hmm. Is that better to wait and we talk about it next week, or do you want to dive into it right now?
We should probably hold off.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be a huge thing,
but we're kind of pressed for time. So
okay. So next week I have so many questions already.
Okay. Write them all down. I want you to write them down
because
and then we'll do a rapid fire interview session next week.
I feel like you're stepping into the same bear trap you stepped into 3 years ago. And no, great. I shouldn't say bear trap because it's again, not that I'm assuming not that much money.
No.
And the presumption is you're getting more out of it than you need.
Look, it might be the value of a comic book. We'll say
okay.
That.
Okay. All right. I can't wait. I have so many questions for you about this. And they're all good. I can't believe you're still doing it. I can't believe. No, this is still related to the Comanche, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
That is my life's focus at this point.
Yeah. I mean, outside of your wife and your daughter and your work and family and friends and hobbies.
Yeah.
But that Jeep Comanche, we talked about it last week when I walked in, you were kind of outside milling about. And I think it's worth a little nugget in the back of your brain, Steve, to consider that year down the road, 2 years down the road, you deem the Jeep Comanche 100% done. And you take it out fully finished for the first time. Mm-hmm. And you get 2 miles away from your house. And you're like...
Hit a patch of black ice.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're a couple miles away and you realize, hey, it's not quite as good as I remember it.
Boy, 1988 wasn't that great for automobiles.
So I feel like mid-20s Steve probably never says a word and is like, no, this was still the greatest thing I've ever done, and mm-hmm. I'm never getting rid of this. And then 2-3 years down the road, you're like, well, you know, for the sake of the family, maybe I'll get rid of it because we don't have the room. But I feel like as we are about to touch 40-year-old Steve here, I feel like 40-year-old Steve is going to be like, I can't believe I wasted 2 years of my life.
Do you think 40-year-old Steve cuts his losses?
And then, and this thing sucks, and I'm going to get it out of my garage and my life forever.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
I mean, there wouldn't be a more deflating conclusion than you taking it out for a drive and like hating it.
I know, right?
After all this, like, building like a second, the Second Chance Jeep's brand, and then you realize like your Second Chance Jeep you hate and you can't wait to get rid of.
Right. I want another chance. This one's no good.
You delete all your social media and start Third Chance Jeeps. And then like the byline is when second chances go wrong.
All right. Well, I better trademark that now.
Do you have, I don't know what you have handy there for audio, Steve, but we have another one of our giveaways. It's been a few months, but I have a giveaway. So I don't know if you have, you know, it's time. This is what's, you know what it means? It means the money's rolling in, baby.
Yeah. And that's going to have to be added in post. Where it'll be added right here.
Oh, cash register sound. Yeah, heck yeah, because, man.
Because we don't have the ability to do that live.
It's time to make that money.
All right.
Now, we're still waiting. Maybe they send out, you know, semi-annual checks instead of, you know, weekly or monthly or ever. But I'm assuming the money's on the way. But no, this is another opportunity that we're going to start taking these as they come. No matter what. So now today on digital and on demand, Joel McHale.
I know him.
And Carrie Bichet lead an all-star cast in the dark romantic comedy, Happily. The film centers around a couple who, after 14 years of marriage, discover their friends are resentful of their constant PDA. That's a good point. Don't do it.
Yeah, nobody likes that. Not at all.
When a visit from a mysterious stranger leads to a dead body, they begin to question the loyalty of their so-called friends.
Is it a ghost? Mysterious stranger? I feel like it's probably a ghost.
If it ends up being a ghost, you know people are going to be mad at you.
I totally just spoiled the whole thing.
You ruined the movie. Buy or rent happily.
Yeah, it's the ghost of his dad, just so you know.
Yeah, we're teasing the Sixth Sense. Can you imagine if that kid saw a ghost the whole time? God. Buy or rent happily today on digital and on demand. It's rated R from Paramount Pictures. As always, go to our social media. Now that all of the poll badness polls are up for round one, there's going to be a little gap before I'll post these. Just need you to retweet it or like it on Twitter. Same on Facebook, Instagram. Get you an entry for a digital copy of Happily starring Joel McHale and Carrie Bichet. We'll give those away here in the next week or so. And again, I know we joke about it. We don't make any money from this. The one thing we got was the gift pack from the King of Staten Island. Mm-hmm. No money has changed his hands. We're doing this because, honestly, I like being able to give stuff away to people who listen to this podcast and engage with us on social media. So,
yeah, it's great. I love giving stuff away. All right. So just about time to wrap things up because, like we said, short episode. So I don't want to blueball everybody here, so I got to.
I'd almost forgotten, Steve. I'd almost forgotten. I thought the music was going to be like almost out.
No.
Okay. All right. Hang on. Let me brace myself.
Music's going to start.
So to recap, we've had a quote from Maggie something, some Janet Jackson. I'm pretty sure one or two by Gandhi. And now the number one ever rhinoceros-related quote.
Are you ready?
I think I am.
I'm going to do this one a little bit differently. Okay. I'm going to tell you who the quote is from. Maybe, wet your whistle a bit first.
Okay.
This quote by Yaya Toure.
I had my host for like Ace Ventura.
number one quote about rhinos by Ace Ventura, and it's "Let me ask you a question."
Yeah, and then like arm where's, fart noise. Yeah,
where he's like talking with his butt.
And Janet Jackson's resented him forever because she can't get higher on the list.
Yeah, she can't crack the top 10. And like 1 through 7 are Ace Ventura.
And they all end with arm fart noise.
All right. So the number one quote about rhinos. It just sounds so stupid to say. By the infamous Yaya Toure. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who that is, so I'm assuming it's going to be a real winner.
The illegal wildlife trade threatens not only the survival of the entire species, such as elephants and rhinos, but also the livelihoods and often the very lives of millions of people across Africa who depend on tourism for a living.
You know, a lot of times they say less is better.
That's Yaya Toure, the Ivorian professional footballer. That's soccer.
Maybe we should have ended at the silver medal there. I mean, I don't even remember the context or the quote. Well, that was second, but I remember enjoying it a hell of a lot more than I just enjoyed that.
Oh, that was from Ashley Purdy when she said rhinos are just fat unicorns.
That's right. That's right. I mean, how is that not number one?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Ashley got robbed. Stay tuned. Coming weeks, we'll get you the top 10 to 12 quotes related to elephants and hippos. That's coming up in the next in coming episodes.
All right. So Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Steve and Kyle. If you want to vote on what round this is. Like,
so this is a round of 64. This is the first round. We don't really have a name for
it. It doesn't even have a name, right?
Like, no, yeah. It's just the first round.
Okay. Yeah, so you can vote through the end of this week.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this relatively close to when it came out. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Steve and Kyle. Again, you're not voting on the content of the individual polls. You're voting on the polls partnered up with the poll right below it. So
the entirety of the poll compared to the one below it.
Yeah, so simply comment A or B. I noticed that there were a couple of ones. I saw a C in there.
The ones aren't being counted. And
ones
I
are not being
counted. Someone who lived through the hanging Chad of 2000, we're not counting ones.
No, they do not get counted.
And you know what you get if you put C? You get blocked. Okay, this is serious business.
I saw somebody commented too many in all caps, and I just said, shut up.
What was our selection room? We had a name for it, the committee.
Oh, the decision den.
The decision. We take this seriously, and we expect you to do the same, people. Yeah. So please, please vote again. Everywhere you can find us at Steve and Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can vote on all three avenues through the end of the week until we start narrowing it down here.
All right, apologies for the short episode, but that is life. Talk to you next week.
See you next time.
You say you'll never join the Navy.
Never track storms in the Atlantic or skydive as part of your commute.
Joining the Navy sounds crazy. Saying never actually is. Learn why at Navy.com. America's Navy, forged by the sea.
Watch the total solar eclipse at Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Join us on Monday, April 8th for events filled with food, drinks, DJs, viewing glasses, and more. Family friendly at Seneca Niagara and Seneca Allegheny. 21 and up at Seneca Buffalo Creek. The first 200 guests at each property receive a commemorative t-shirt. Book your overnight stay now so you don't miss it. Get all the details at SenecaCasinos.com. Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.